The way we worked changed dramatically when the COVID-19 pandemic hit Ireland. Hundreds of thousands of people found themselves, as you'll remember, working from home, from teachers to accountants, architects, and even, as we know here, broadcasters on radio and television. Our business reporter, Petula Martin, looks at the impact of the pandemic on the workplace 5 years on.
Everybody must stay at home in all circumstances, except for the following situations. To travel to and from work, for the purposes of work, only where the work is an essential health, social care, or other essential service that cannot be done from home.
The measures announced by then Taoiseach Leo Varadkar in March 2020 meant that people had to stay at home in virtually all circumstances. A revolution in the way we work had begun.
Well, COVID was a once-off. I think the one key piece of advice I kept on giving to clients and to people in business was to have patience, show empathy, and that this would pass.
Damien McCarthy is Managing Director of HR Buddy, a human resources consultancy.
Well, it was an incredible time. I think it was such a drastic situation. Most people, most workplaces and most workers had no experience, no expertise. You know, we were all learning together and we were on Zoom trying to figure out, you know, who was on mute and all those types of things. So that's where we started from.
Pre-COVID, I was mostly office-based. I suppose COVID gave a new dimension to working life. The idea of working at home, I think for a lot of people, was a romantic notion.
Des McCullough works with Impact Labelling and often works from Spark Hub at the Limerick Enterprise Development Partnership.
I work remotely. I travel all over Ireland. I'm involved in business development for the company. Usually I work from home, but that can be a bit of a lonely affair. The infrastructure that Niall and the lads have built here is absolutely fabulous. Broadband, parking, and human interaction.
Niall O'Callaghan is Chief Executive of LEDP, where Spark Hub is based.
We've got 30 individual desks here. We have a restaurant, we have bathroom facilities, obviously free Wi-Fi goes without saying, lots of other facilities, free parking. And obviously location-wise, we're very much close to the motorway here. So whether you're coming from or going to Shannon, Nina, Charleville or Adair, you know, we're very much in the middle of that connection point.
Spark is one of 360 remote working hubs dotted around the country. As well as facilities, it also facilitates interaction with others. Having studied remotely, a generation of graduates entered the workforce post-pandemic, and employers are finding they lack interpersonal skills.
No new generation coming into a workforce doesn't create a ripple effect.
Julie Ryan is Deputy Managing Director of Harvest Resources.
This idea that we're in a new world of work and it's hybrid, well, that's not new to them. That's not changed to them. That's the norm. So, there is an element that they picked up very strong digital acumen, skills and capabilities, but the human-to-human contact has definitely been sacrificed as a result of that. What we're hearing from employers was that they're finding it a little bit tricky to pick up the social nuance, the social perceptive skills that some of us just have.
Many employees, young and old, have adapted and enjoy the flexibility of remote and hybrid working. A perk has become an expectation. But some companies want employees back in the office. Spark Hub had 70 to 80% occupancy in its first 12 months. Over the last 12 months, occupancy has dropped significantly. Here's Niall O'Callaghan again.
Probably the increase in broadband and fibre broadband rollout, I think that has definitely had an impact, where when we initially opened, there was a lot of people still had not got fibre. They needed some reliable broadband in order to do their job. So it was an obvious solution to come and find a remote working space. I think the second thing I would say is that there's been obviously a lot of changes in respect of corporates and their approach to remote working and their demands that they're putting on employees. So we see that a lot here, where employees are now being told that they need to come back to the office on a more regular basis.
Damien McCarthy from HR Buddy believes remote working is here to stay.
Absolutely. It's never going to go back to where it was. That's one thing for sure. Remote and hybrid working has, you know, I think in most circumstances is a win-win situation.
So are Irish businesses prepared should there be another pandemic?
you know, we should give each other credit. It's been an amazing journey. There's no doubt that workplaces are in a better place. That's from a work point of view. I suppose if you go through anything once, you gain a bit of experience. So I think hopefully it doesn't happen to Tula, but if it does again, I think we are better prepared. Yeah.
Damien McCarthy from HR Buddy, ending that report from Petula Martin.